You're listening to The Weekly Experiment, a segment on WBOI that explains the science of our everyday world.
Hi, I'm Martin Fisher from Science Central. Today on The Weekly Experiment, we're asking the question, what's a solar cell? Back in 1839, a 19-year-old French scientist, Edmond Becquerel, was experimenting with metal plates placed in a solution of acid. He researched and published how an electrical current was produced when the solution was exposed to light, and the electrons stayed in the solution. This property is known as the photovoltaic effect. Light is a form of energy, and his research showed that it could be converted into another form, electricity. In 1887, a German scientist named Heinrich Hertz was working with electrodes that had a current going across them so they would spark. He noticed that when the electrodes were exposed to ultraviolet light, it increased the voltage of the spark and electrons would leave the system. This is known as the photoelectric effect. The difference is that with the photovoltaic effect, electrons stay in the system, and with the photoelectric effect, the electrons exit the system. Both of these effects relate to photoconductivity, the ability to convert sunlight into electricity. It's a perfect example of solar energy, using light energy from the sun and changing it to another form of energy, like heat or electricity. Solar cells rely on the photovoltaic effect. In fact, they're sometimes referred to as photovoltaic cells. When the sun's photons, those are the particles that make up light, strike a solar cell, it allows electrons in the solar cell to move. This flow of electrons is an electrical current. The flow is in the form of DC, direct current. A power inverter then changes it to AC, alternating current, for our use. Most of the solar cells in the market today are made with the element silicon from sand. Silicon isn't a very good conductor of electricity, so trace impurities such as phosphorus are added. The silicon is melted, allowed to harden into a crystal in the shape of an ingot, and then cut into very thin wafers. The blue color is because the wafers are coated with silicon or titanium oxide. The coating is anti-reflective, so as much light as possible is absorbed by the solar cell. Try this activity at home with your family to make a solar panel. You'll need two pieces of copper sheeting, which is copper flashing. Now, we don't have the time in this segment to explain how to properly cook the copper, so I want you to search online the words solar panel copper sheets for how to cook the copper flashing. When you're done, place the sheets in a plastic bowl with salt water. Use alligator clips to attach them to a voltmeter. Place it in the sun, and you'll see the meter's needle start to move. Well, we've just learned a little bit about solar cells. I'm Martin Fisher from Science Central. Thanks for joining me here on WBOI for The Weekly Experiment.
The Weekly Experiment is produced by Rob Martinez. You can hear The Weekly Experiment during WBOI's SciTech Saturday Afternoon Matinee. You can also hear this episode again in the program section of our website at wboi.org.